North Carolina-based Atrium Health announced plans to merge with Midwest behemoth Advocate Aurora Health. There's a shortage of a key dye used in healthcare imaging, leading some systems to limit scans to emergency patients. And the days of travel nurses making $10,000 a week are dwindling. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Thursday, May 12th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Charlotte-based Atrium Health and Illinois and Wisconsin-based Advocate Aurora Health announced plans to join forces to create a 67-hospital, $27 billion nonprofit system spanning six states in the Midwest and Southeast. Although the combined system will be called Advocate Health, it will be Charlotte-based, and Atrium will still use its brand in the Southeast. Atrium's CEO Gene Woods is slated to lead the system after a year and a half of a co-CEO arrangement with Advocate's Jim Skogsberg. Since it's a cross-state merger, the system's pricing leverage will be limited, so the deal is less likely to face federal antitrust scrutiny. Aside from different geographies, the systems have different strengths. Advocate Aurora is highly invested in value-based care, and Atrium has successfully navigated several mergers with smaller systems. After its failed merger attempt with Raleigh-based UNC Healthcare back in 2018, Atrium acquired Winston-Salem-based seven-hospital system Wake Forest Baptist Health, which includes a medical school. It has also been expanding across the Southeast, inking mergers with Georgia-based Navison Health and Floyd Health across 2018 and 2021, respectively. Meanwhile, Advocate Aurora has had two larger-scale failed merger attempts over the past 6 years, one with Chicago-based North Shore University Health in 2017, and most recently with Michigan-based Beaumont Health in 2020. If this merger goes through, Advocate Health would become the sixth largest in the country. Earlier this year, Utah-based Intermountain Healthcare and Colorado-based SCL Health combined to create a 33-hospital, $14 billion system, which became the 11th largest nationwide. While these regional systems' mega-mergers can quickly realize savings on back-office synergies, there's also a significant opportunity to create larger platforms of care to win consumer loyalty, attract talent, and become more desirable partners for large disruptors like Amazon, Walmart, and One Medical. Other large regional systems will be watching to see how this plays out. We'll be writing more about the merger in our emailed newsletter, The Weekly Gist. You can subscribe for free to get insights from The Week in Healthcare delivered to your inbox every Friday afternoon by going to gisthealthcare.com. Because of shortages of a chemical dye used in key imaging tests, some hospitals are having to prioritize scans for emergency patients. GE Healthcare, a major supplier of iodinated contrast media, has faced production challenges at its manufacturing facility in Shanghai, which has been impacted by widespread lockdowns in China as that country continues to pursue its zero COVID policy. The Greater New York Hospital Association warned members that although the Shanghai facility has reopened and is increasing production, the shortages could last through June. The association is suggesting hospitals consider alternate materials as well as images that don't rely on contrast media when possible. The University of Alabama Birmingham is rationing its supply of the dye agent, asking radiologists to prioritize essential or urgent images to reduce utilization. GE is increasing production of the chemical from an Ireland factory and flying instead of shipping the product to the U.S. to speed up delivery. While other companies like Bayer produce the dye, the GE shortage is expected to have wide-ranging impacts on many health systems, including the Cleveland Clinic, Kaiser Permanente, the Mayo Clinic, and Providence. Hospitals have been dealing with a litany of shortages of commonly used products, from saline to dialysis products to crutches, and hospital executives aren't expecting these supply chain woes to ease anytime soon. 99% of executives reported to consulting firm Kaufman Hall they experienced supply procurement challenges in 2021, and many leaders expect these challenges to continue for up to 2 more years. The days of making $10,000 a week as a travel nurse are dwindling. As COVID hospitalizations decrease after the Omicron wave and public COVID funding for staffing ends, hospitals are doubling down on recruitment and retention strategies for nurses, rather than relying on expensive agency labor. According to a Kaiser Health News story, nurses are reporting that their rates are being cut or their contracts are being canceled altogether. Travel nursing firm Aya Healthcare reported in April that its demand has dropped by about a third. This matches with what large for-profit health systems are telling investors. During its first quarter earnings call last week, Universal Health Services CEO Mark Miller said,
"And what is happening now and is going to continue to happen is that those opportunities for the traveling contracts are going away. And so hopefully, sooner than later, a lot more of those quote-unquote traveling nurses, if they want to stay in their home market, which they clearly do because they haven't gone anywhere, they're going to have to go back to the local hospitals at the local wage rates and not the traveling rates that they were getting for those contracts previously. And we're already starting to see that, and hopefully that's going to accelerate in the next couple of months."
Publicly traded staffing companies are also projecting that travel nursing demand, which has been gangbusters in the first quarter of this year, will slow down in the second. In just the first quarter, Cross Country Healthcare brought in $789 million in revenue, which is nearly the amount of revenue it brought in all of 2020. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, Roche announced its treatment for lung cancer didn't slow disease progression during a trial. Shares of Roche fell 9% on Wednesday. Other biotechs developing similar treatments also tanked. Argus Biosciences and Itaos Therapeutics fell almost 30%. The healthcare sector dropped 0.64% at the close of the market. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.